Hey everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Understandable English Podcast. And today we are going to be answering the very important question, does it always rain in the UK? Is the weather always so bad like people say it is? Maybe in movies you see all the time, it is cloudy, grey, rainy, and the weather is terrible. So today, I want to talk about that and answer the question once and for all. We are going to look at some statistics, some facts about how much it actually rains in the UK, and I will give you my own experience too. So, I hope you enjoy. To start with, one of the most common opening lines in a British conversation is, oh, what's the weather going to be like later or tomorrow? Or a comment about the weather saying, the weather's great, it's horrible, it's rainy, it's lovely. And why is that? It's simply because here in the UK, the climate is varied, so it is very different all the time, and it's very unpredictable. It's so hard to tell what the weather is going to be like tomorrow or in the evening, and it can change drastically, so very fast, from one extreme to the next, from day to day, and between different regions, even though it is a very small island, or a quite small island. But the plus side of this is, no matter what weather you prefer, if you don't like it one day, there is a very, very good chance that you will have completely different weather the next day. And I can tell you straight away that contrary, so despite popular belief, so what people think, it doesn't rain every day here in the UK. And I'll explain a little bit more later why that is and how it actually is like. So let's take a look at how British weather changes from season to season and from region, so area to area. In the UK, we do experience all four seasons. So with spring, summer, autumn, and winter. And the weather does change in all of these seasons. But it isn't as extreme as other countries. For example, we do have seasons which blend together at the end and the beginning, where it's quite hard to tell, for example, if it's the end of spring or the start of summer. The weather is pretty much the same. So that means, as well, we have quite an unexpected or unpredictable weather pattern in seasons. It isn't the same every year. So that means that sometimes we get a warm or bright sunny day in February, or we can get a cold day with freezing rain in the middle of summer. So always expect anything when you come to the UK. Naturally, winter is the coldest month in the UK, with temperatures often dropping below 0 degrees Celsius. But to be honest, it's quite rare when we get temperatures during the daytime at -4 or -5, or even -2 or -3. Most of the time in winter, the weather sits at around a comfortable anywhere in between 0 and maybe 5, 6 degrees. But what is bad about the British winter isn't the cold, because it isn't very cold. I mean, there are some days in winter we have had plus 10 or plus 8, plus 9 for weeks. The bad part is the windy and wet weather. I can't speak. Weather. Especially for those who live in the northern, so the north or the west parts of the UK. And that means you have awful wind and rain. And the wind can blow the rain, so the wetness, into your face. And it's not very nice. So now we move towards spring. So March, April and May. The temperatures begin to rise and the sun that we've all been waiting on begins to start. Spring in the UK is known for its beautiful flowers coming to life right across the country. Although it's not so cold like winter, it's not quite the time for putting on your shorts and t-shirts and wearing sunglasses. Sometimes we're quite lucky and we can have quite a calm, dry period of time. But a lot of the time, spring can be quite wet and windy. It can be as cold as +3 degrees in March, or even as hot as +30 degrees in May in some areas of the UK. So you can see what I mean about the weather being quite unpredictable each year. And now for summer, so June, July and August. British people love summer. It's the one time in the year where we usually get warmer temperatures and less rain. I say usually because sometimes we can get a pretty bad summer. It's different every year. So in some areas of the UK, the temperatures reach up to +32 degrees in the summer, and that's pretty hot. The average summer temperature in London is around +21 when it's a good year. So it's quite high for us in the UK for an average temperature. July is usually the warmest month of the year, but June is the sunniest. And the total amount of rainy days changes year to year. Sometimes we have just a few days of rain, and other years we have weeks of showers and rain. So it's very hard to know what it's going to be like each year. But sometimes we get what we call an anticyclone or a heat wave. And this gives us a long period of hot weather. And last year we had one in the UK. And even in some areas of London, they experienced +40 degrees. Which is pretty crazy when you think about it, for a country that is so green and wet and has lots of plants and trees. Okay, and our final season, autumn. So September, October, November. Usually we start to see the leaves turning golden and the nights getting shorter. It's a sign that things are moving from summer to winter. This is the season that has the biggest change in weather conditions. It is so unpredictable. It can sometimes be quite summery, so feel like summer, but at other times it can very quickly get cold. Sometimes we get snow, sometimes we don't. It's different every year. In autumn, the average London temperature is around +16 degrees, which drops to around +10 in November. So you'll still need to make sure you bring plenty of warm clothes. So now to our very important question. And I've waited until the end of the podcast to answer it completely. And that is, does it always rain in the UK? And it's better asked as, how much does it rain in the UK? And I can tell you that that according to the UK Met Office, so the people who study the weather, there is on average 106.5 days of rain a year in London. And this even includes small amounts of rain, quite small amounts. So that means that 71% of the days in a year in London have no rain on average. So there you go. Most of the time in London and the south of England, it doesn't rain. But of course, the UK is more than London. The north and the west does have a lot more rain. With Scotland, for example, having an average in parts other than the mountains, so the Highlands, of 175 days per year, which is a lot more than London. But if we compare that even with Belfast, which is my home city, it is right beside the sea, and it gets 194 days of rain a year, which is a lot. So you can see that it isn't so simple. Some parts it rains more than others, but the rain often only lasts for a very short time. Although that says in Belfast, for example, 194 days, it can be a day where it rains for 10 minutes or 30 minutes and then it stops. And an hour later, the sun comes out and it's a beautiful day. The weather changes so fast here. And if you come to visit the UK, make sure that you're prepared for every type of weather, except for extremely cold weather. Our climate is very moderate, so it's not very hot and it's not very cold. But always be prepared for wind and rain, because that's something which will probably never change. I hope you enjoyed this podcast, and have a wonderful day and rest of the week. And I will see you guys in the next episode. Goodbye.